This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They want the Camp Pendleton cross down too.
It's always good to start your day off with a fresh cup of coffee and an agitated atheist. And,
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's an act of civil disobedience. I understand that these people lost people in war. And the symbol that is closest to their heart, they should erect on private land.
We see another cross under attack at Camp Pendleton, a statue of Jesus in Montana under attack that's been there for 60 years, put there by veterans of World War II.
This is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
There goes another one by, shot by a gun. Backfire again.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Look, it's not attacking Christianity to make military religious space that's supposed to be usable by soldiers of all faiths neutral. Every service member needs to feel comfortable to be able to hold services in that space.
They're all coming under attack now because of groups like American Atheists who are finding one person to complain, and so the cross comes down for the majority of the military who happen to be Christian.
They are a total token, and they enjoy it too. I shouldn't say they enjoy it, but they take it. They don't mind being tokenized.
It's always good to start your day off with a fresh cup of coffee and an agitated atheist.
And, and now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Attacks on the cross at Camp Pendleton keep coming. Now the Americans United for Separation of Church and State has now sent a letter to the base commander saying, you got to take that cross down. It's too divisive. It's not acceptable. This is what their attorney said. There are constitutional ways to allow soldiers to honor fallen comrades. If the government designated a monument as a public forum, treated all messages equally, then it would be permissible. But a single cross is not such a monument, and therefore cannot be saved. See, so the cross, the symbol of sacrifice, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, they say the cross cannot be saved. Here's a former chaplain. He said he would be bummed if it's removed. It was a gift for the troops, and I think it's an overreaction on the part of those who are opposed. A former Navy medical corpsman who is now going through post-traumatic stress disorder said, listen, I lost a lot of my friends in horrific ways, and for me it would be a slap in the face if it goes away. There will be a lot of heartache. So, but these groups don't care that it causes so much heartache to the men and women who are going through post-traumatic stress disorder, who lost their friends, their colleagues, fighting for America on the battlefields around the world. We need to stand up, folks. Again, these are all letters. It's a letter from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It's a letter from American Atheists and Military Freedom of Religion Foundation. They're not taking them to court. When we sent our letter to and said, you can keep the cross up. This is not a constitutional crisis. But I will tell you, folks, we're getting right up to holiday season, right? It's going to be Christmas is coming. They took down the cross in Afghanistan right before Thanksgiving. But they just opened up the brand new pagan worship center at the Air Force Academy. And we have more on that today. Three cadets out of 4,300 at the Air Force Academy have formally identified themselves as pagan. Currently, there are no self-identified Wiccans or shamans or druids. That's interesting. So there's three people, but they build them an $80,000 facility. But a wooden cross in Afghanistan comes down at a base there. A wooden cross at Camp Pendleton is a constitutional crisis and now coming under attack from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They want these down right before the holidays. The ultimate symbol of sacrifice, they want it removed, and they're punishing the troops, the men and women who serve our country, the majority of which happen to be Christians. We need you to join the letter to the Department of Defense now, before the holidays get too close, saying, DOD, if you can build an $80,000 pagan worship center, fight for these crosses. Don't just roll over and play nice to a few crazy atheists. Call now, add your name to the letter, 877-989-2255. These crosses are not a violation of the Constitution. 877-989-2255. Arlington National Cemetery, 877-989-2255. Call now because they want it all done before the holiday. 877-989-2255 or sign the letter online at aclj.org.
It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Because we're building pagan worship centers, right? I mean, we're for witches. Seriously, folks, they bring in a civilian witch to lead a pagan worship service for three people at the Air Force Academy. This, of course, was it for an $80,000 pagan worship center they've built. They get some witches brewed together, right? I guess so. I mean, the point is, folks, look at how far they will go to accommodate three people. Yet if it comes to a cross at a base in Afghanistan that is on the Protestant chapel, no Muslims complain, no Jews complain, no one else really has complained. One person, I'm guessing it's some atheist or somebody, puts in this anti, you know, says, oh, this is bothering me. They take that cross down. But they'll christen a brand new $80,000 pagan worship center and bring in a civilian witch to lead the three pagans out of the 4,300 students there at the Air Force Academy in earth worship. But the Christian stuff at Camp Pendleton Cross, honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, which is, by the way, what the cross means, that's a constitutional crisis. Enough is enough. We fund our military, right? I mean, we have an ownership right in this because the taxpayers fund it. So your money went to build that $80,000 pagan worship center. Guess what? Your money also was used to take down the cross in Afghanistan. So, folks, tell me, which side do you want to be on, and where do you want our Department of Defense doing? Because right now, they're just apologizing and doing whatever the atheist and anti-evangelical groups want. We've got a letter going to Department of Defense telling them very clearly, in a legal way, you don't need to be doing this. You don't have to be taking down crosses. You get a nasty letter, they're not suing you in court. Take a stand, and we want them to take a stand. I'd rather them use some of their Pentagon lawyers and Department of Defense lawyers to defend a cross than build $80,000 pagan worship centers. And if they're going to build an $80,000 pagan worship center, the least they could do for the majority of the military, which are Christian, is defend some of the Christian symbolism or the symbols of sacrifice that are so important to our men and women serving overseas. Especially, you know, the cross in Afghanistan came down right before Thanksgiving, and then the cross, of course, at Camp Pendleton. I guarantee you their plan, folks, they want to catch you sleeping, and they want it down before Christmas, because remember, they don't like Christmas either. They want, you know, their knowledge trees. We talked about that on my show yesterday. Call now and add your name to this letter. Why is it so important today? Well, it's been ratcheted up. Americans United for Separation of Church and State is now also threatening Camp Pendleton and saying they must take down the cross. So it's gone from the atheist groups now to Americans United for Separation of Church and State. So they're starting to pile on against that cross that was put up to honor the fallen men and women, the four servicemen who died serving with the Marines who put that up, who were based in Camp Pendleton. Call right now and add your name to the letter, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I need you to call now, folks, because they want this cross down before the, before Christmas. They are setting a new precedent. Do you realize that? They're saying, we don't have to go to court. We'll just complain. And the military is so PC at this point that they'll build an $80,000 pagan worship center for witches to come in and have seances and cast spells for three pagan students at the Air Force Academy. But they will pull down every cross they can, whether it's in a base in Afghanistan or Camp Pendleton or a Jesus statue that's been up in Montana in the mountains since World War II. Okay, but those will all come down, and they want to do it all right around Christmas season. They got the cross down in Afghanistan right before Thanksgiving. They are sending a message to evangelicals. We better respond now, folks. Add your name to this letter. We're paying for this military. And frankly, I don't, you know, if my military is going to be using taxpayer dollars to build pagan worship centers, the least they could be doing for us is defending wooden crosses put up as an honor of sacrifice and symbolism. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this letter. We need you to do so now, because we approach holiday season. This is when they always, you know, ratchet up the attacks. And this year, their focus is the military. I mean, how sick and disgusting is that? That's who they're going to try to really damage. I mean, they're hurting these people. Is that a soldier who's going through post-traumatic stress disorder said it will cause a lot of heartache if that cross comes down? What this means to soldiers is more than we can even imagine, those of us who haven't served. That sign of symbolism, honoring their friends who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Than, I know we've got a lot of phone calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. Let's get to a couple of them.
Yeah, let's start with Danny. He's calling from Virginia on line 3. Danny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for having me on your show. I'm a vet, and I am so furious and upset at the government just bending over backwards to satisfy these atheists and people like that, that it just really upsets me to know that me and the heroes that have already died defending this country and the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, of the being able to, freedom of religion, to be able to practice that, and then these people want to just throw everything in our face.
Yep.
They don't know what their atheist friends, as they call them, were in their last moments before they met Christ. They don't know whether they were atheists.
You know, Danny, let me just say, thank you so much for your service, and I think, you know, your kind of outrage, I can hear your voice, is totally justified because of your service to the country. You understand the significance of these symbols, that these aren't just you know, this is not just about sending a Christian message either. This is about symbolizing those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, that's what the cross stands for, right? It stands for someone who laid down their life to save others. And that's what our men and women in the armed forces put themselves voluntarily in the line of fire. And guess what? We have the largest volunteer army in the world, the second biggest army in the world. And China is above us, but that's a conscription army, so you have to join there if you're a citizen. We have the second largest in the world, right? All volunteer, we have the largest. And 80% are Christians, and they're the ones being punished by taking down wooden crosses. But they'll build an $80,000 pagan worship center and bring a witch in to have services at the Air Force Academy for three people. You tell me what the problem is, folks. You know what the problem is? There's no lawsuits that have been filed against the military, not against the Air Force, not against the Camp Pendleton. They get a letter saying, take down the cross, and, oh, they have to start analyzing it. Oh, yeah, we got to do this now. They just roll over. Exactly what Danny was talking about. Thank you so much for your call, Danny. Call now, folks. Add your name to the letter. Tell Department of Defense, listen, we are the taxpayers, too. So if you're going to build pagan worship centers, you're going to also start defending these crosses and stop playing so nice with a few people who are just trying to cause problems because they don't like the fact that the majority of the military is Christian. Well, guess what? I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that the people who share my faith, we make up the majority of the people who volunteer to sacrifice their life to defend America, 80% of them. I mean, I think it's a great thing. It says a lot about Christians. You know, 40% of the military is evangelical. 40% consider themselves evangelical Christians. Folks, call now, add your name to the letter, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Stand up. This is not anti-military. You know, we're criticizing these, the really the administrative and executive level for not defending the crosses. We're standing up for the men and women who are serving on the battlefield. 877-989-2255. Matt Clark is an attorney with the ACLJ, does a lot of work on this issue. We wrote a blog together on Washington Post. Many of you got that in the email today if you haven't seen it already. And Matt, I wanted to talk about Americans United for Separation of Church and State getting involved now really does ratchet up the pressure to another level, because they are the kind of group that, you know, could threaten a lawsuit, and they're being, you know, they're saying there's no way to save this cross is what they said.
Yeah, it really does take it up a notch. And you have, you know, now you have Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, you have American Atheists, now you throw on top of that the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. And again, it is right here before the holidays. This is a cross that was erected originally back in 2003. So they're pouring it on heavy now, all sending their letters at the same time to try to get the military to do something about this, to take it down. And that's why it's important for the military to hear from the American people that this is something that we will not stand for, that the cross is a symbol of sacrifice that should stand, and it really does mean something to these military heroes.
Yeah, I mean, they should. I think, Matt, at least they could do is, if they inquired to why they chose a cross, what they would learn is this was not because they were trying to convert everybody who's not a Christian on the base to Christianity. They were just honoring four fallen soldiers, and the cross is a symbol of sacrifice. But these atheist groups and now Americans United, who they don't say they're atheists, but certainly they want all religion out of the public sphere. That's their goal. Get rid of all religion. Get rid of In God We Trust. I mean, they called it radical religious right to put up In God We Trust in classrooms in California, folks. I mean, that's their national motto, and I don't see anything about, you know, the religious right is Christian thing, right? That's when they use that term. There's no Christ in that motto. It's just In God We Trust. That's radical religious right to them, Matt. So just very quick, the rhetoric they use is nasty, but they don't even care about what these soldiers think.
That's exactly right. And you've got soldiers that this really matters to, saying that taking it down would be a slap in the face. And this is coming from soldiers that actually were the ones who put this up, who had their friends, those heroes who served in Iraq, who perished.
You know what, folks, you know, and Matt, thanks for being with us. Read the blog, folks. You got it in the email today, because Matt's absolutely right. The pressure has ratcheted up to level two, getting Americans United for Separation of Church and State now telling them to take down the cross. We've got to take our work to the next level as well. We need you to sign on to this letter. We're not in court right now. We need the Camp Pendleton to know that hundreds of thousands of Americans support that cross. Call now. Add your name to the letter. Don't let them own this story and remove this cross right before Christmas. 877-989-2255. You know that's their goal. Call now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org, but call 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department Department of Defense, the Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
You know what I love about this, folks? You know, American Giant for Separation of Church and State is now getting involved at the Camp Pendleton Cross situation. I consider that a ratcheting up in pressure. Why? Some of these atheist groups are kind of extremists. No, they're certainly still, they got the cross down at the base in Afghanistan. You have to take them seriously. And American Giant for Separation of Church and State, not only are they extremist, but they write even more threatening letters to the military. I mean, this is a group that thought putting In God We Trust up, like we played the song, in schools in California was some tool of the religious right. Now, In God We Trust is not about Christianity. It's just, it's the national motto. It's not, it doesn't say In Jesus Christ We Trust. And you know, it's so, but again, that's the religious right to them. So imagine if that's the religious right, extremist activism, putting In God We Trust in classrooms. See, now you understand why they get so upset over this wooden cross at Camp Pendleton as a symbol of sacrifice. But now that they're engaged, we better ratchet up our pressure. They're sending letters. We've got a letter going to the Department of Defense saying this cross is okay and going to Camp Pendleton. We need more of you signed on. We need to hear from thousands of Americans who say, hey, we're the taxpayers. We want to honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice the way that their soldiers, their friends, wanted to honor them. And if they want to put up that cross, we stand with them. Call right now. Add your name to the letter 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or sign up at aclj.org. Than, we got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's get to them.
Full bank of calls, Jordan. Let's get to as many as we can. And let's start with Tim. He's calling from Virginia on line one. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How are you doing?
Hey, Tim.
I just want to thank you guys for all that you do there. And I also wanted to say that I have a son. He's done served 2.5 extended tours. And this thing with the atheist is just getting so old and so out of hand. I mean, I don't know, if I was in the military, I would want, you know, to know that I had a God Almighty looking over me at all times.
You know what, Tim? And again, for your son's service, thank you so much. I'm glad we're hearing from family members as well. For the majority of the military, they do. I mean, 80% are Christian, and then there's others that are, you know, other religious groups, a very small group that actually would identify themselves as atheist. And then, you know, the pagans at the Air Force Academy, there's three of them registered out of 4,300 students, but they get an $80,000 worship facility, which, by the way, American Giant for Separation of Church and State is not filing a lawsuit against or sending a threatening letter for spending taxpayer money to build a pagan worship center. The atheist groups don't care about that either. They don't think that's a constitutional violation. But a wooden cross in Afghanistan on the chapel, you know, where they actually have the chapel service, that has to go, and it did right before Thanksgiving. And a wooden cross at Camp Pendleton, put up by Marines to honor fallen Marines, four of their friends who gave the ultimate sacrifice, that has to go. And now you've got American Giant for Separation of Church and State pulling it down. What are they doing, Tim? They're punishing everybody like your son. They're punishing the majority of men and women who make the ultimate sacrifice, who volunteer to make the ultimate sacrifice for their country, who put their life on the line by joining the military. I'm proud of the fact that the majority of the military, 80% or so, are Christians, and the 40% are evangelical Christians. But you know what? If you just imagine a military without us involved, without Christians, and guess what? We're a military of about 140,000 people. So is that what they want in America? They want to push Christians out of the military? We need to take a stand on this. Add your name to the letter. Americans United for Separation of Church and State sending these threatening letters. You got the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, which is run by the American Atheist, sending the threatening letters to Camp Pendleton. We need to tell them, stop just taking down crosses. Stand up and fight. If you got 80 grand to build a pagan worship center, certainly you got enough attorneys sitting around at the Pentagon, Department of Defense, and on the base to defend a cross if they did take you to court, and we'd be there standing with you. 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to the letter right now. Again, 877-989-2255. Dan, let's get another phone call.
Let's go to Beverly on line three, calling from Texas. Beverly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes. Obviously, the atheists have more power than the Christians do in writing. So why can't the Christians just get together and say, you know what, we're not going to take this anymore. You take the cross down, we're going to put it back up, and we're going to stand guard.
Well, you don't listen, I don't want our servicemen, you know, being hauled before and getting in trouble, getting discharged or getting punished in the military for a cross. And so, Beverly, I don't want them to have to be committing acts of civil disobedience, which is what American atheists, what they called this. They said this was an act of civil disobedience, like Occupy Wall Street, putting up the cross at Camp Pendleton. All they were doing was honoring. They brought in the families of those who were fallen. So the families, it's the people who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Christian or not, the symbol of the cross is giving, you know, sacrificing yourself for others. It's an important symbol for the military, especially look at Arlington National Cemetery. But I don't want to have the servicemen putting themselves on the line where they're getting disciplined. We have got to get the military to understand that these groups aren't taking you to court. And if they do, fight them in court, because there's crosses up all over the country. Don't take down a Jesus statue because of one atheist complaining. And folks, that's why we've got to first pressure them on the letter, because we have a military who is not the leadership, not willing to go to bat. For the servicemen and women when it comes to the cross at the base in Afghanistan or the cross at Camp Pendleton. Call right now. Add your name to the letter. Listen, they're sending their letters, but I'll tell you what, we're going to have a lot more people on ours if you call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's grab another phone call.
Yeah, Jared, let me just quickly say, too, I mean, a huge part of this is giving the military and giving the towns that are challenged the courage to stand up and fight. I mean, the temptation is to stand down because it's hard and it's expensive, but that's where we come in. We make it easy for them, we shoulder that cost, and we stand up and fight for them, and that's why we need our members to do so as well. Give them the courage to fight back. It starts with us. Let's go to Sherry, calling from Washington on line two. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you guys. Jordan, I just got, you know, a comment here, but, you know, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. These atheists, I mean, here's what I don't understand, is the definition of an atheist is one who believes there is no God. So why should the cross be so offensive to them?
You know, I've said that, Sherry, so many times, because you know what? They need constant affirmation to not believe in anything. They want atheist chaplains in the military. They want to have evangelical atheism. They call it new atheism. They can't walk by the Ground Zero cross. Remember, same group opposed to that is also the Military Association of Atheists that wants the Camp Pendleton cross gone. That's the same people crossing over in the groups. They can't walk by a cross because it makes them physically ill. Remember that? They said they got physically and mentally sick. So both physical pain and mental pain and suffering just by walking by the Ground Zero cross. That's what would cause them. Now, if you're a real atheist, like just like, for instance, if you're a committed Christian, certainly you can walk by other religious facilities, and I don't think that shakes you to the point where you're having a mental breakdown or a panic attack because those people don't believe in your faith. But they do. Why? Because they've got their own issues to deal with. They can have those issues, free country. But now imposing it on us by saying, oh, you want your knowledge tree during Christmas. It's the Christmas holiday. It's federal. In God We Trust is our national motto. Crosses are used to symbolize sacrifice. And I'm sick and tired of the military pulling them down anytime one atheist who has some mental problem because they can't, you know, it hurts their feelings to walk by a cross. I guess they don't spend much time at Arlington National Cemetery. Call now and add your name to the letter 877-989-2255. We got to get our military to start defending our servicemen and women who want to honor by using symbols like the cross. 877-989-2255. Call it 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.